Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here's the opener.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Really, that. You can't handle the truth. I love that. So when I go to break, I mean, that's the opener. And then when I go to break, here's when I go to break.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Okay, I have it just...
But the question is, how long is the break?
Well, the break would be like, okay, like, for example, the... I mean, you wouldn't have to do anything. You guys wouldn't have to do anything.
Because we do, because your listeners on Blog Talk Radio, they're hearing that and whatever. For our listeners who are tuning in on Facebook, YouTube, StreamYard, YouTube, Facebook, we have to play something in that time. When you pause, right, we have to play a video or we have to play something to fill that. So we have to know how long that break is
so that
we can fill it with something.
Okay, so they're not going to be able to hear that.
They can hear it, but what are you going to be doing? They're looking at you. On the radio, they're not looking at you, but on the Facebook and YouTube, they're looking at you. So what are you going to be doing?
Nothing.
that's a problem.
Okay, so now, okay, for example, the...
We can play like a video when you take that break. If you need to just get off screen for a minute.
No, I'm not.
Get yourself together, whatever. We can play a video, but we need to know exactly how long the break is so that we can prepare a video that is that long so we can sync it up with the break that you have on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, I was thinking that because the mics are all open and stuff and because they can hear me across all those social media platforms, that if I had the Facebook all synced up, the Blog Talk all synced up, if I played a PSA or if I play the in and out, that they would be able to hear it. Because when I did the show before on Portal or whatever, or Facebook Live, when those things were playing, I wasn't doing anything, you know?
Okay, but again, just because that's what you used to do doesn't mean that's right.
Oh, okay, so I can't sit there and just not do anything.
Just sit there.
Think about it.
Facebook and YouTube is a very visual medium, okay? So you're sitting there. They know you're on the radio. They can hear your PSAs playing on the radio. But you're sitting there like, yeah, I'm just taking a break right here, right?
I would drink water or something. I mean, people wouldn't leave. They would stay, you know, for example, let me give you a quick example.
Why would they stay?
They would stay.
Why would you stay? If you're watching the television show, right? Or you just go to play.
Well, the commercial. How many commercials?
She break, and she just sits there for a minute.
But
the
how
first
many?
Thing I'm gonna do after the first couple of seconds, she ain't doing nothing. I'm watching sports.
But most people, you know, 99% of the time they stay. Like because they know that it's gonna play. So like the one commercial is 59 seconds, and nobody leaves. You know, because I can see the listeners are populated, like on Facebook Live, for example, the listeners are populated on the screen. I can see just about everybody, not everybody, but I can see most of everybody who's tuned into the show, and they don't leave.
So the thing is that they might be sitting there, and they just have the Facebook up, but they're not engaged.
Yeah, would you rather engage or not engage?
Whoever is watching, you're not sitting watching you drink water. Right?
Maybe they went to get water. I mean,
But again, it would be more engaging if in that moment you can still play whatever is playing in background. We could have a video that shows, but it doesn't have any audio. What they're hearing is whatever you're doing on the radio, right? But it shows, you know, just something more engaging than you just sitting back like chilling like. And that's why I keep asking, like, how long is the break? You have to have a specific amount of time. It can't be arbitrary. Like, today the break is a minute, and tomorrow it's 5 minutes.
Okay, no. The PSA is on no more than a minute. Like the one for strokes, because black folks don't go get assessed for stroke. So that PSA is a minute.
So you want to take 1 minute break?
Yeah.
How many 1 minute breaks do you take?
Twice. Because the COVID-19 PSA is 45 seconds. It's the one I use.
You say you have a sponsor right now, right? Which is Porterfield.
Yeah.
Right? So during that break that you're taking, you will want to talk about your sponsors. Okay?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I could do that too. Yeah.
Right. So you will need to dedicate maybe a minute to your sponsors, maybe a minute and a half, depending on how long you want. And then you have to dedicate some time to your PSA. So let's say you take a 2 minute break. That's fine, right? But it has to be structured. It can't be arbitrary. It should be like 20 minutes in, you're going to take the first 2 minutes.
That's what I usually do.
And
yeah.
Then the next 20 minutes in, you take the second.
That's what I do, right.
And then we will line up whatever is going to play to social media during those breaks. Now, whoever's listening on the radio, you can play whatever you're playing for them, right? But visually, you want to show something different.
Okay. That's fine.
During that time, you can show Porterfield their buses, their different things. You're like, we're, you know, the Ron Kelly Show, and this is something we pre-record, right? Ron Kelly Show, sponsored by Porterfield and Company. We want to thank you for being a partner in the community. And listen, for all your transportation needs, this is a company you need to go to, and that's in your voice.
Right. That's what I would. That's what I would. Maybe even shoot a commercial down there. Go down to their offices and shoot something for like maybe a minute or so. You know.
Okay. And you have, who's
going to
shoot it?
Court. No, I mean, I can shoot it on the iPhone. It's no big deal. You know, I mean, it'll be strong.
No, if you're gonna do an ad, do it the right way. I'm just asking, you know what I mean? If you want us to provide that service, we can provide that service. It's just outside of what you've spoken about.
Yeah, and it's a one-shot thing. I mean, we do that once and that's it. I won't need to do that again unless another sponsor comes on, and then we'll do it again. But that...
Understood.
It'd be a one-shot deal. I'd write the commercial. I'll write, because I've been writing commercials for a while. So based on what they provide, I can make it into something presentable and engaging and interesting for the people. Because I know how to write commercials.